This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in 5 minutes, investigative journalist, number one New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us about Islamicist operatives discovered and documented inside the outgoing Obama administration just 30-something days ago that are trying to sabotage President Trump and his restoration of the Republic. But Jay Sekulow, who, again, is one of the biggest conservative activists out there, with Fox News, I mean, tens of millions of supporters with the big focus on the family type groups. He's come out and mirrored our analysis that there is a true multinational move to overthrow Trump and try to set up a, quote, soft coup. And that's in Soros' own words. So Jay Sekulow, Obama should be held accountable for the soft coup against Trump. And again, I'll say it. I had Corsi on 10 years ago. He talked about it's an Islamic plan to merge the left. Or, well, who wrote Unholy Alliance? And there's been so many books on the subject. We had a guest on Friday about how the socialists and the communists are merged with Islam. You hear this, you think, oh, the left's not going to do that. That's crazy talk. Yeah, David Horowitz exposed it. And then you see it true. I go, okay, everybody from Dr. Corsi to Matt Drudge to David Horowitz, they're all right. I'm wrong. See, I'm the type of guy that when I'm wrong, I admit it. And now that I knew I was wrong, I'm fighting 10 times harder because I knew Islam was radical and out of control. I wanted to deal with it. I didn't want to have a big war with it. I didn't realize our own governments were like empowering and turning it loose. So that's all coming up. But we're going to go to break here in a moment. But I wanted to air Jay Sekulow talking about this clear and present danger from Hannity because this really sets the table for what Dr. Corsi of InfoWars.com is about to break down.
A lightning round quick just to get facts on the table.
Yep.
The big story, you agree with me, is that the intelligence community has been politicized, at least among some, and what they did in leaking this information was illegal, correct?
Absolutely illegal, and almost becomes a soft coup in a sense because of the leaks that have taken place, which violate federal law, a felony.
Okay, and that would be the Espionage Act 18, U.S. Code 793.
Correct. That's the unauthorized dissemination of information.
Okay. The other thing is, so we know that our intelligence agencies, they were doing their job, and they were monitoring a Russian ambassador.
Right.
There is law and protocol. I want you to go into more detail here.
Yeah.
Where when they discover that an American is being spoken
right.
to with the person that they've targeted for surveillance, that if they don't have a warrant, they're supposed to stop recording, minimize what they hear.
Right.
From the American citizen, in this case, it would be General Flynn, so that
right,
makes it illegal.
Right, private citizen at the time.
Explain.
Right, so it's called minimization. It's a requirement under the law. When you find out that there's an American, you don't have a wiretap, exactly what you said, you basically shut it off for their portion of the conversation. But, Sean, there was a sea change here in the NSA with an order that came out from President Obama 17 days before he left office, where he allowed the NSA, who used to control the data, it now goes to 16 other agencies, and that just festered this whole leaking situation. And that happened on the way out, as the president was
right.
leaving
Hold
the office.
Hold that thought.
Of the
No, because
okay.
this is important. I want you to stay on this.
Yep.
Let me put up
yep.
the New York Times. This is from January 12th,
yep.
discussing this very thing that you said. In its final days, the Obama administration expanded the power of the National Security Agency to share globally intercepted personal communications with
right.
the government's 16 other agencies, intelligence agencies, before applying privacy protections. Let's explain the severity of this. This means that information that most people would never see is now spread
right.
all throughout the entire intelligence community. Explain the significance
of that. Well,
the
first question I ask is, why did the Obama administration wait till they had 17 days left in their administration to put this order in place? If they thought it was so important, they had 8 years, they didn't do it. That's number one. Number two, it changed the existing rules, which was an executive order dating back to Ronald Reagan that has been in place until 17 days before the Obama administration was going to end, that said the NSA gets the raw data and they determine dissemination. Instead, this change that the president put in place, signed off, by the way, by James Clapper on December 15th, 2016, signed off by Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, January 3rd, 2017. They decide that now all of a sudden 16 agencies can get the raw data. And what that does is it almost creates a shadow government. You have all these people that are not agreeing with the president, President Trump's position. So it just festers more leaks.
That's right. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, on the journey to hell under globalism, or I'm a lot better if we follow Christ and basic freedom. All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us in the next two segments. InfoWars.com, Washington Bureau Chief. This week I got to sign some leases and actually get office space there, and he's going to start hiring crew and all the great work he's doing. I talked to the New York Times today. They're like, yeah, we called the White House. Where's your press conference? Where's your press credentials? They said you never asked for them. And you're going to be giving them, basically. So I'm dealing with all this weirdness. But it just shows the internal war where Rex Tillerson's being ignored at State Department. They just won't even do what he says. You've got other agencies just ignoring Trump completely, the White House ignoring him. Trump says give these ambassadors jobs, let Rex Tillerson decide, and Rince Priebus just ignores it. It's crazy to see how they've tried to block him in 32 days in office. But despite that, I've even got CNN admitting the best consumer spending in 25 years, job surging, just incredible things, hundreds of billions of jobs coming back, $2-plus trillion in the stock market. Dr. Jerome Corsi, of course, is an expert on the economy. He's a Harvard graduate when he gets to being involved in the economy and banking. Known Donald Trump for 40-plus years. He's a three-time number one New York Times bestseller. I got to stop his whole pedigree, though. But he is the InfoWars.com bureau chief, building operation in D.C. He's got stories out, report Muslim sympathizers at CIA behind Trump leaks. Obama loyalists still at CIA fuel radical Islam. And that's what this all ties into. And again, this is all, it's mainstream news that Brennan was a Wahhabist and Saudi Arabian convertee to Islam. So now he's been in D.C. the last few weeks covering all this. What are we really facing? Where are we in this country? Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Well, I think you got it exactly right, Alex. First of all, the opposition to Donald Trump from within is really the story. I mean, just take the CIA. You've got John Brennan. And people should remember that John Brennan, it was his private security firm that in March 2008 broke in to breach Obama's passport files and sanitize the files. John Brennan at that time was heading a intelligence firm based in Arlington, Virginia. And of course, then Brennan moved into the White House as a national security advisor, one of the top advisors to President Obama, and ends up as head of the CIA. Now, I've reported extensively over the years that Brennan gives, he speaks Saudi Arabian fluently. He was a station chief of the CIA in Saudi Arabia. He studied as an undergraduate at American University in Cairo in the 1970s, where he studied Arabic. And I'm convinced that over time, John Brennan was a full convert to Islam, kept it secret, and, in fact, has been a Muslim sympathizer along with...
And by the way, high-level CIA people, that's just like a known, by the way, now. It's like known he did that.
And also, it was a systematic packing of the CIA and other intelligence agencies with Muslim sympathizers. The whole Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of the Obama White House is one of the major scandals, I think, of the entire administration. And these people are still there. That's the problem, is that with Brennan gone, resigned, it doesn't mean that the lower levels are gone. So when
I was about to say, when Trump is about to get in within 2 days, on January 18, 2017, he says, watch your mouth. The arrogance there noted that he had some power, some stay-behind networks.
Well, and it's packed all through the government, including in the White House. I mean, this is the problem. It's nonsense. We've applied for press credentials, and, you know, we're in the process. I'm sure we're going to get them. I have no hesitation to doubt that at all. But the point is, it's the blocking from within the White House and the State Department and the CIA.
Oh, no one's even doing anything Tillerson says. It's like a total rebellion.
In fact, the whole top level of deputies resigned, and now Tillerson's gone to another level. It was unprecedented. 1,000 State Department officials signed a dissent memorandum against President Obama's executive order on immigration. Now, you know, that's, to me, 1,000 names right there that are should be put on the chopping block right away, because they're not going to agree with President Trump's policies. They're Obama's sympathizers and loyalists, and, you know, you're going to be fighting the government from the bureaucracy and the White House holdovers. I mean,
but is, you know, it almost not a Herculean task like the Aegean stables? How is Trump supposed to battle all this when it's not just what we're dealing with? It's on every front. No one does what he says.
Well, I think this is one of the frustrations that's going to become apparent to President Trump very quickly. In fact, I'm sure he's already aware of it, that you're going to have to clean house massively in the bureaucracy in the White House. It's almost, I think, if someone was in a bureaucratic position, any one of the agencies or the White House, when President Obama was in office.
Shouldn't they have like a loyalty pledge to at least execute the president's will? That's constitutional. They're gone.
Well, see, the problem is they don't do what, you know, this is, the State Department is essentially a rogue organization, and it has been for a long time. This was part of the problem.
You did work for them, so you know.
Well, and it is rogue because you've got holdovers from, you know, going back to probably Jimmy Carter in the State Department, who formed years of Democratic policy with foreign countries and have a completely different agenda than President Trump. They're basically Muslim sympathizers.
I was about to say, the arrogance is unprecedented.
Oh, and the idea that they can sign dissent memorandums and publish that against the president, when in fact their appointed duty is to carry out the president's directives.
Now let's explain. They're under the executive. It's not like they're in some other branch.
No, and basically they're thumbing their nose at President Trump and the White House and saying, in the State Department, we're going to continue to execute President Obama's foreign policy, and we're not going to listen to President Trump. They don't agree with it, so they're not going to do it. That's the degree of insubordination that you're getting.
Or mutiny.
It's like, exactly. It is, in a sense, it is a shadow government. It is a kind of a cold coup.
Played Sekulo. It's even on Fox, they're saying it's a coup.
And in fact, Sekulo is right. I know Jay Sekulo. He's very astute. He's exactly right. I've known him for years. And his judgment's completely correct. It's also not just in the NSA and the State Department and the CIA, but it's all through these agencies. You've got defense intelligence.
So what do we do? What does Trump do? I know he listens to you and he respects you and myself and others. What does he do?
Well, I'm recommending very strongly that anyone who was in any of these bureaucracies or the White House prior to Donald Trump coming in needs to systematically be fired.
No, I agree, but it's like almost all of them. So what is he? That's his problem. I mean, where does he get new people?
Well, first of all, I don't think I'd worry about it. You know, my solution to...
No, I agree. That's what Trump was saying. They're not doing... That's what Tillerson said. He said, don't worry. None of them are doing any work anyways.
Right, and if they are doing work, they're doing work counter to what you want them to do. I mean, the State Department, you reduce the State Department by 2/3.
That's key. It'd just be better to have them do nothing because they're working against us already.
Precisely.
If they're foreign assets, just get rid of them.
Just get rid of them. In fact, I think systematically we ought to think about which departments we need. I mean, I think there ought to be a wholesale reduction in the federal bureaucracy. All these people do is sit around and make rules. They make rules counter to what President Trump wants. President Trump needs to get rid of these regulations. There was something like 85,000 pages of federal regulations, the Federal Register, in the last year alone.
Yeah, I think it was more than that. Yeah, Obama went crazy the last month alone.
And, you know, again, these departments need to be systematically looked at. The Department of Education, you know, the fundamental question is, why do we need it?
Yeah, who do we need them? I mean, it'd be one thing if they were teaching the Second Amendment and all this, that still wouldn't be constitutional. So they're teaching total sedition. When you come back, though, because you've done deep research, you were the first person, other than like David Horowitz, I heard like 15 years ago say there's an Islamic merger with the liberals. And I said I was wrong. I didn't believe you. I had you on and debated you. You've been proven right. So tell us next, what comes next in this whole alliance and burning Paris and like all this stuff happening with Dr. Jerome Corsi straight ahead. He writes for Infowars.com. And then our reporter, just back from the big Trump rally yesterday in Melbourne, Florida, Owen Schroyer, is here. So stay with us. It's Sunday night.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears.
You know, I knew that a lot of elements of our government were funding radical Islam 20 years ago, but I couldn't believe they would actually turn the West over to it. And then I realized it's just a bunch of elites that want control over society. So if a system is authoritarian and oppressive, they're going to support it. So I don't know all the answers. I just know that Trump is turning the economy back on. The numbers are exploding for small businesses and independent groups and poor people. That's in CNN today. So what are they going to do? I want to ask Dr. Jerome Corsi, because, again, the average person doesn't think evil like this. And I have like a blind spot. I can't think like this. And then we see it happening. How is it going for the globalists? Seems like they're in trouble everywhere, from the Netherlands to Spain to France to Brazil. I mean, Dr. Corsi, you've got all this news about this weird Wahhabist alliance with the former head of the CIA who admittedly converted to Islam. What were they thinking? What was the plan? And then how are they doing? Are we starting to beat them, or what's going on?
Well, first of all, it's an alliance to bring down America and to bring, you know, a global government. It's a revolutionary alliance. The far left, which comes out of, you know, the communism, socialism, Saul Alinsky, wants revolution. They want to see fundamental government falling down, change. So any group like Islam that is opposed to the West, is opposed to the United States, opposed to democratic systems, is going to be a friend of the far left. And the far left plays demographic games by infiltrating the country with Muslims, infiltrating the country with illegal immigrants. The demographics are changed. So the control is lost and the social tensions rise. That's social, you know, communism.
And they play off that tension.
They play that tension to create it. Now, the left is losing. You can see in the United States, Donald Trump's win of Brexit. I think what's going to be a win for Le Pen, certainly in the first round. We're going to see all across the EU
pressure. Wilders of the Netherlands, how are they going to respond to this?
Well, the left is going to go increasingly violent. The protests, and we were at the inauguration. These protesters are hard left. They're being trained.
They were beating women up, and they were attacking me.
I mean, it's a combination of Soros, and now you've got Barack Obama with his Organizing for America. We just had released this weekend a whole organizing manual. These protesters are being trained. They're being...
That's what Seculo talked about. A 30,000-person deal with Obama saying overthrow it. And I've got it right here, like you just mentioned, a manual on how to overthrow, a training manual. Yeah, there it is, out of the New York Post. Linked activists have a training manual for protesting and overthrowing Trump.
And even how to infiltrate these town hall meetings, where to sit, how to sit in groups, what signs to bring, how to disrupt the meetings. You're going to see, like you saw in Washington during the inauguration, violent protests, breaking windows, throwing rocks, people dressed in black.
And Trump knows that, so he's mobilizing the people to say, mainstream media is your enemy. Well, they're sided with Soros and globalists overthrow the country. That's just true. He's only saying what's true, which is so weird to see a president. Reagan was great, but I got to be honest. If Trump can keep in, I think he's going to be like way beyond Reagan. I mean, he by himself, he's totally opposed. No one under him will do his agenda. But just by sheer force of will, he's dominating. I mean, I'm not in some cult of worshiping Trump, but of course, you've known him 40 years. You met with him last year. I mean, Trump is amazing.
He's the real deal. I'm betting on Donald Trump. I've seen him do it over and over again. He'll change his whole organization if he needs to. He fired Lewandowski.
They're calling it loser that he'll fire a few people. That's what you're supposed to do.
No. That's what a CEO does. If you have to get rid of the whole organization, start over again. If they're not working for you, they want to work for themselves, they can go create their own company. And it's going to be the same in the federal government. Donald Trump will persist. We have to shut down half of the bureaucracy or three quarters of the bureaucracy. We have to start in some of these agencies and fire by...
No, I agree, because why get them to like go do the right thing? We should just replace it all. That's how we win. That's what they did.
And if they got civil service, reassign them to Nome, Alaska. You know, say, good, we can't fire you, so you report tomorrow in Nome, Alaska. That's where your new office is. Good luck. You know, because you can reassign them, you can make them quit.
Well, Doc, come back on tomorrow. I mean, soon we're going to launch more shows and be on more than just 4 hours a day because people want the demand. They need to hear it. But just what else is on your radar screen with your great work you're doing?
Well, I'm going to release a whole series of articles this week and show that it really was the Democrats who were being paid by Russia. We've got the.
By the way, 2 months ago when I was first hiring you, you told me all this, and I said, "Are you kidding? It's in the New York Times. It's in the Washington Post. It's all over admitting that the Russians were funding the Washington Post and everything like you said."
Yeah, and the Washington and Podesta. We've got the. He was getting stock from this company, Jolie.
How did you know that, though? Because nobody else was saying that. That's in the news now.
It was in WikiLeaks, and I've also spent a career in international finance. I mean, I know how money laundering works. Remember, I've caught HSBC money laundering. I was the one who blew the whistle, cost them $1.9 billion. I had 1,000 pages of records from John Cruz. I knew how they were laundering money. I brought down HSBC.
So explain me the double game. That Russia claims it's on the side of Trump, but meanwhile they're funding the liberals.
No, it was all – and also Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton had – pass-through accounts. She was getting money off the books from Russia. She was being paid for the uranium. Both Podesta and Hillary and the Democrats were transferring technology to Russia, and Russia was paying him handsomely. If Hillary had won, Russia would have been blackmailing the Democrats left and right because they have all...
And she knew that was her weak point, so she made it all about Trump.
Constantly, the far left, when they know they're vulnerable, when they know they're going to get caught, they blame you for doing what they did. Hillary knows we've got the data. I've been working on this now for 2 years.
Don't you agree that she and her deep state have gone after Trump? It's not vindictive, it's justice. Shouldn't he go after them now?
Well, he's got to go after them. Trump has no choice. I mean, Hillary Clinton's not going to go away. Barack Obama's going to sit in D.C. and cause trouble.
In his bunker. I say he wants a fight. Give him one.
Well, and let's go through chapter and verse of how the Clinton Foundation was a money laundering scheme, how the Russians were using it as a money laundering scheme, and how Barack Obama knew it, because it has to be known by certainly by the NSA was knowing it. It was monitored.
So the Russians knew Trump would find out, so they hedged their bets being nice to him.
Well, the Russians basically wanted Hillary to win. I said that from the very beginning. The Russians didn't intervene in this election. They weren't hacking the data.
Well, no, the Pope did, the Communist Chinese, the EU did.
Assange said that he got the data. I'm convinced Assange got the Podesta emails from within Podesta's own office.
Sure.
It was a Democrat that turned them all over.
Well, they shot him in the back. We know that. We'll do this. Come back on tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Let's talk about it. Let's flesh out where you think things are going. Dr. Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com. We should have a Twitter account with Infowars as well. But what's the email with Infowars if folks want to send you a tweet or send you a tip?
We're setting that up. I mean, I'm still in the process. We'll get that set up this next week. But they can still email me at always by
That's right. It's Dr. C, D-R-C, at Infowars.
Infowars.com. We just got that set up. I haven't even used it or checked it out.
We're going to get you set up. You're doing a great job. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. Boy, you've been proven right. We're going to come back with Owen Schroyer in studio. Was there at the epic, it just gets better and better, Trump rally yesterday in Melbourne, Florida.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell as the bell.
When the bell.
I'm reflecting on my past life.
Reflecting on my past life.
Yes, it doesn't have much time. Now, the Republic was hanging by a thread, wasn't it? Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole. The sands of time.
For me,
are running low. Not giving a damn is the most important part of it on a radio broadcast. Owen just got back
You know, Alex,
being besieged by families getting their hot daughters trying to go out with him. He was just telling me during the break. I know that's our problem. Believe me, I know. Everybody wants to be like a little trendy dumbass that really wants that. But seriously, let's talk. Oh, there's like, what did you do, 15, 20 videos? I'm there on InfoWars.
We did some good work. I think about, 15. Wilson's first trip out with us, one of our new cameramen. So
did he have fun?
So he did have fun. He did have fun. I think he had a little too much fun. I think I had a little too much fun, too.
You were describing it like, just like, here's my daughter.
You want to talk about that? Is that
Let's do it. Let's talk about it. It's the curse of being a patriot.
It's
just women being thrown at you.
So, basically we've reached a point in time now where parents are so desperate, I guess, that have these daughters.
Can we turn that camera up? I think an expensive camera. It's like you're a gamelan, like blue skin. Anyways, go back to the women.
So I guess we're living in a point in time now where parents who have daughters who are in their 20s and are still single and not getting
married. They come to Trump rallies.
They're worried about
Trump rallies looking for somebody that's not a cuck.
Yeah, so,
that makes sense.
Basically, I have parents kind of, I don't know if you want to say proposing for their daughters.
Let's just say there's like
it's nice.
They're like tennis machines that shoot tennis balls. So it's like women being fired. Boom, boom, boom. You're like, oh, my gosh, stop. Stop leaving me with them all.
It's not quite like that. It's not quite like that.
Because they come over like every 30 seconds.
Is that what it's like for you? Is that why you had to quit going out? Because everyone asks about you. They always ask, where's Alex? We want to see Alex. I guess that's why you had to stop going out.
No, they have like women on catapults, like firing at me. No, let's be serious. The point is, we don't want to be celebrities. We want freedom. But the party is what we're doing.
Well, let's tie it into this. You said something earlier on the show that really resonated with me. I told you this in the break. The Trump test. You talked about how there's like a test right now with Trump. It was so simple, but it was so perfect. All of these people that we're seeing protesting, these are the literal brainwashed masses. We've been telling you about them. You've been talking about it. We know what's causing it. The fluoride, the mainstream news. We know how it all works. And now we have the byproduct. We can label the byproduct. We can point it out and we can show you exactly what it is. And that's the Trump test. And who knows if this is God's will or some sort of natural providence. But I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, think about it, Alex. How can you tell the difference between a human who wants to see humanity go to the stars and he wants to work for it between a human who wants to sit around all day and accept a welfare check?
No, that's it. It's dehumanization. So talk about your observance, because I don't know if you were inside. I saw the videos outside.
No,
you didn't
go inside, no.
But just the speech was so powerful, this destiny, this will, all the job numbers coming in, everything exploding. And then, like, I saw the people bitching. You interviewed, like, Trump's rich and wants to make me poor when it's the opposite.
Well, and then they literally are parroting fake news or just making things up. They keep saying he's anti-immigrant. He's anti-immigrant. He's anti-immigrant. I ask, what is he anti-immigrant? What has he done that's anti-immigrant? They say the travel ban. That has nothing to do with immigration. They say he wants to build a wall. Okay, that's because...
Exactly, because actual deportations are down because they're not just deporting regular people. They're deporting criminals. But that none of that matters. It's just like, oh, my God, is this hell on earth?
So talking to these people, again, I mean, we've proven it ad nauseum. They have nothing to say. They're fake protesters. They have a fake reality. And that's another thing, too. That's the other part of this test. Who lives in reality and who doesn't? I'm not saying that everybody who doesn't like Trump doesn't live in reality, but these protesters that we're talking to, that we go out, 99% of them don't live in reality. I mean, I don't know what their problem is. I really don't know. Maybe they just have been drinking fluoride their whole life. Maybe they weren't breastfed as a child. Maybe they're just drugged out of their minds with pills. But that's what's going on. And the Trump test.
I think they believe corporate media. They just go with corporate media must be the answer.
But I asked
them, I'm a loser.
Alex,
so if I join corporate media, I should be a winner.
I asked them if they like CNN and MSNBC. They say no. What the hell is that?
Well, all I know is, here's the Pope. Pope Francis, look at this article. This is out of Breitbart. Muslim terrorism does not exist. That's a quote.
That's what they say out there. So yeah.
Here's another one. Angela Merkel says Europe must take more refugees and Islam is a source of terror. That's a close quote.
Unbelievable.
I mean, this is like...
That's unbelievable.
This is like saying Santa Claus is real. This is such BS. What? This guy has 200-foot walls around his house. What is he saying?
So there you go. So the Trump test reaches the highest levels of our society. So it's not just the average folk that are going to Trump rallies, okay? It's also the people in government, the people in religious institutions. What are they saying? What are they saying about Trump? What are they saying about radical Islamic terror? What are they saying about the real news that we know is going on? So we know, okay, the Pope, fake news. Trump test, he failed. Angela Merkel, fake news, Trump test, she failed. And you just go down and down.
And everybody knows the corporate media lies. I had like your Spiegel here and they go, everyone knows there's extreme vetting and no one who's a terrorist is allowed in. Then they admit the UN does it with fake passports and lets them all in. But then your Spiegel looked at me and said, no, you're wrong. It's like a cult. So why should we roll over to radical Islam? I don't get it.
And someone made the point, too, where it's like most these liberals and these protesters are either they're not religious, they're not very spiritual, or they even hate religion. Some of them just straight up hate religion. But for some reason, they have this infatuation with radical Islam.
I saw the footage in New York. I was there, D.C., everywhere. But putting hijabs on, like getting off on it, it's like...
I mean, I see on Twitter now, everyone's posting videos of women from Muslim countries with their faces burned off from acid and stuff like that when they go out without their husband.
Why are you against it? That's an art performance.
Well, honestly, if it's
we shouldn't take it like a meat cleaver to a woman's face. It's liberal.
You know what though? Even though that's kind of sarcastic, there's actually some truth to that. The Satanists view it that way. This is art to these people. This is art to Satanists, Alex. They probably look at that and they enjoy it.
I want to know why you're anti-female. Why should the woman have a right to have phosphoric acid poured on her face, her nose melted off, and have her genitals cut off if it's part of her loving religion at age two? See, no, I'm serious. Why are you like trying to suppress them when they could be in a slave pit in Somalia, sold on a slave block to a slave ship and raped by hundreds of men a week and then thrown in the ocean, eaten by sharks? Isn't that kind of like a liberal cultural experience?
No, like I love women and I don't want to see that happen to any woman. They don't deserve that.
Nope. So throwing a 10-year-old girl who's been raped by 500 men off the back of a boat to be eaten by sharks is not liberal?
Well, look at this, Alex.
Wait a minute. See, that's your cultural racism.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. Hanging a young girl over for sharks to eat her, women deserve to be eaten by sharks under Islam. That's liberal. Why don't you just support it?
That would be the trendy thing to do. The Pope told me to do it. The Pope. Ooh, the Pope. Woo. I love the Pope.
The Pope that looks like a pervert.
Probably is.
He's the guy that blackmailed the last Pope to stand down for stuff in the church, who now openly says it's disgusting that Europe says it's Christian.
But so look at this, Alex. So you're talking about why won't we cuck to radical Islam? Okay, so Sweden has cucked to open borders, and now their country is being torn apart. Their culture is being ruined. Okay. Trump, in his speech yesterday, mentions an incident in Sweden last night, and the liberals freak out. They're like, there wasn't anything last night.
Oh, they trolled it. They said, nobody's raping women in Sweden. Muslims never do that. And they trolled him, made fun of his daughters, and like he was a perv. And I think that's good to make fun of. I agree with the liberal media. To make fun of rape victims in Sweden is liberal.
But look, it was almost perfect because now they have to go look up. Now they actually had to look into Sweden. So Trump trolled them.
No, I agree. Like when he said, you never cover Islamic terror. And then they said, no, we do half the time.
It didn't happen last night. It just happened every other night previous to that. Oh, so Trump was wrong.
Owen, please.
He was wrong, Alex. He was wrong.
Look, I got Pope Francis right here in an article.
There was nothing last night, Alex.
Muslim terrorism does not exist.
Well, wait, what does Merkel say? I trust her.
She said the same thing. She said, Europe must take more refugees and Islam doesn't.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, the final segment of this Sunday. Already the 19th day of February 2017, Global Transmission. Owen Schroeder is our guest in studio.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Waging war. Owen, beat the world. We've seen this incredible speech by Trump the day before that, coming out and saying the media is the enemy of the American people. The day before that, that big press conference. I mean, this is historical, it's epic, it's crazy, it's wild. And then we see the job numbers for poor people, middle class, the small factory jobs, the small business jobs. I covered it earlier. They're exploding. There's one thing going right for Trump, the media says. There's more than that, but that's the article where they admit this. This is gigantic. Just to have somebody not out to get us. We're so used to being screwed. We just expect it's a self-fulfilling process that we should submit. But where do you see the world today? Where do you see this going?
You know, it's interesting you asked me that. Where is it going? I didn't expect there to be that many protesters out there, to be honest with you. I thought that it was going to die down. You know, that seems to be getting less and less every time. But yet they were out in droves. They were intense.
So was it a few thousand, a few hundred?
I would say probably about 400, 500.
But then you had like 9,000 got in.
Yeah. Oh, you had like
thousands couldn't get in for Trump.
Yeah, you had about, you had thousands of Trump supporters. They wasn't even close.
I just got out down the road. He's rich and wants me to be poor.
No, but think about this. You know what, Alex? And here's the thing, though. It all comes back to that story that I brought in. Bill Gates saying that tens of millions of people.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Bill Gates has been caught in biological warfare, running eugenics. His dad, a big eugenicist for the army, and he says, don't worry about nukes. Bioweapons are coming, but let me talk to world government. They had a plan where Chelsea would run in. Let me run things, and I'll stop you all dying.
Or who even knows? It could be some, techno-cyber bioweapon. And who would you think might be able to develop or have the capacity to do something?
I just trust Bill Gates. I think we should do everything he says.
Bill Gates of hell. So I think that because our movement is so great, I mean, Alex, you've changed the world, and we've changed it together.
Our listeners have.
I always tell the people out there, both the protesters who hate InfoWars, like, oh, you're fake news. I go, really? We just changed the world. And the same with the people who come up. They say, we love Alex Jones. Tell Alex Jones hi for me. They come, they shake my hand, they say, we love InfoWars. I say, you guys changed the world. You guys changed the world. And the goal is obviously to rid ourselves of the people who have been screwing over not just America, just the common man.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, but the globalists use monopolies and control systems.
So where we're at is a nexus point where enough people have woken up and taken action that within a few years, probably by the end of the Trump administration, we're going to really be able to knock down some of these barriers that have been governing humanity.
I agree. Let me ask you this. If they've got a bunch of beta failures, nothing mean, but they're like the worst, dumbest people you can imagine serving their globalist system, and we're fighting back trying to have prosperity. Where does it end?
And that's what I think. Either we have this great victory and we take these shackles off of humanity that have been holding us back for decades. We don't even know. I mean, to the stars, literally to the stars. Or a bioweapon kills, 90% of the people on the
earth. No, I agree. Bill Gates is saying, hey, I want to talk to world leaders. A bioweapon's about to be released. And maybe that's everybody. Everybody wants to be trendy and cool, just watch TV and buy into lies. Maybe it's time to lay down and go to sleep. Maybe Bill Gates is right. Maybe he should go on and rule things and have a life extension and run things in the future.
But you know what?
Maybe Bill Gates is right. I'm going to be honest. Maybe it's time he released a bioweapon and kill everybody. Maybe he is. Maybe public doesn't care. They want to believe in him and love him. Maybe he's right. Maybe if we don't have a survival instinct to fight him, maybe it's time that he kill us.
And that's actually probably how he looks at it, as far as he already looks at humanity like they've given up. He already looks at it like humanity's already...
No, he sees us struggling, and he's making a little threat right now. But I'm just saying, if the public won't stand up and take action, then just, Bill Gates, love us. Give us your love.
What do you think he would do? Do you think he'd use the Trump test to the side, or do you think he'd just wipe us all out?
They're figuring out how to do it and get away with it.
I always
use... And consolidate power, and now they know it's all being looked at. So they don't know what to do. It's like his wife 2 years ago said, everybody talking about how we're going to kill everybody is going to cause everybody to die.
I made this analogy.
And our argument is, you give in, we're going to kill everybody. Listen, we're just figuring out how to kill all the third world people right now. You give in, we're going to kill all of you.
It's like this. They're trying to burn humanity and what it's tried to create on this planet in liberty and freedom and the pursuit of happiness. It's trying to stop that, and while they burn essentially the world doing that, I always use this analogy, while the world burns, Bill Gates is lifting up on the hot air balloon, and he's not dropping the ladder down. Zuckerberg thinks he's on that hot air balloon with the Pope, who's Alex is doing some nice art here. Actually, I've had Alex sing today. He's done comedy today, and he's now done art today. So I've seen three talents of Alex Jones. I still want my paycheck next week, but I think that this is just worth the show right here, just hearing you sing and everything. But, Alex, I think that that's where we're going, and I think that Bill Gates, I don't know if it's a threat. I don't know if this is kind of what they do. You know that they like to show their hand before they play it. It's an arrogance move. Why don't you put a little piece of pizza on his thing, too? Maybe he likes pizza.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pizza news.
I'm just saying. But you know what, Alex? I told you I want to do something for you. You talk about the dregs of society, okay, and the lowest of the low, in my opinion, are most of these protesters we see. Now, there's probably one in about 1,000. I've probably talked to 1,000 of these people, 2,000, 3,000, however many people I've come into. There's every once in a while you get one that can actually hold a conversation. But, you know, I go to these all-you-can-eat buffets of Trump protesters, Alex, and I eat a lot. And afterwards, I always brush with Super Blue. So I just want you to know that. Every time after...
Well, it sold out of the toothpaste, which is an incredible sale, so we got to give it more. But that's how we fund our operation. But, Owen, I appreciate you. Hey, seriously, though, Trump's speech is clearly...
How can people not
like it? Did you see the economic numbers? Where, like, everywhere the small businesses are exploding?
Did you see the video of the Joker? I talked to some guy out there in a clown outfit.
What was he doing?
Okay, so he goes, first of all, he couldn't answer one question. This guy was a total dumbass, and I'm being polite. Whatever, he's out there dressed up like the Joker. What, I mean, come on, how high could his IQ actually be? But anyway, he's like, well, did you see Trump? There he is right there. I mean, really, this guy's IQ is probably like 28. That's why he's dressed up like the Joker. So good for him. But he's out there and he's like, whoa, didn't you hear Trump? Did you see that press conference? I'm like, yeah, I loved it. And he's like, well, what did you love about it? And I named off like the six things that I could recall immediately off the top of my head that I loved about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, he just sounds like a 7-year-old. And I asked him, I'm like, oh, well, what? Name one thing he did that sounded like a 7-year-old. Couldn't answer it. I was like, what did you not like about it? Couldn't answer it.
No, it's sad, though. These are delusionals.
It is.
They don't have their own will. They just believe because they agree with MSM.
They've been crushed.
They must be empowered, even though MSM is there to dominate them.
They've been crushed. They have been absolutely crushed by the mainstream media. They've been absolutely crushed by the drugs, in the water, in the food, in the drugs, in the vaccines. They've been crushed, Alex. They've been crushed, but you have to crush the individual before you defeat it. That's the new globalist mindset, because this is the fight they know they're going to get from humans. Human resistance is as old as probably humans.
And that's why they're bringing in machines, and all this is to make us absolutely under their control. Owen Schroyer.
And now they're saying, oh, we need a universal income for machines.
Yeah, and then a universal income, the government directs the public. So you don't go to your own job or to your own life. We give you something somebody else made.
Or build your own news network.
It's all about monopoly. And so we're not going to do that. We're winning. Trump has proven himself to be real. And just know this, Bill Gates is a horrible globalist eugenicist who openly has declared war against humanity, and by exposing him, we're going to win. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time with the 4-hour weekday transmission. I want to thank Nico and all the rest of the crew, from Matt to Zach, the Lego Maniac, for being here tonight. I want to just encourage you to know this. I don't get upset by you being successful. I get excited by that. The globalists want monopolies, so thank you all for your support. Please don't forget, we don't really have big sponsors. You hear radio ads and network ads that fund things for them. With us, it's just people going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the vitamins and minerals and supplements and the non-GMO heirloom seeds and the products and the T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We're not perfect. Myself and Owen don't have all the answers, but we don't want you to fall for us to succeed. And that's the big difference between good and evil. So thank you all for your support. And Lord willing, if God has me here, because God's in control on this little planet going through space and this spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com. Now spread this archive video and ram it up the you-know-what of the globalists. God bless you all, because there is a God.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.